KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, if you've spent any time in New Mexico, you've seen the growth of gambling and casinos around the state, whether it's racetracks or the lottery or Indian casinos. But lifetime gambling stats here in New Mexico, around 85% of New Mexico adults have gambled at some point in their lives. And just in the past year, approximately 68% of adults in New Mexico have gambled in this last year. And frequent gamblers, about 20% gamble monthly or more, while 9% gamble weekly or more. And when it comes to what many would consider problem gambling, studies indicate that the prevalence of problem gambling in New Mexico is higher than the national average, ranging from 3% to 4% of adults. Translates to roughly 9,400 to 19,400 New Mexico adults who could be classified as problem gamblers. Emily Washburn joins us. She's an issues analyst for Focus on the Family's Daily Citizen. Emily, appreciate you taking the time to join us and address this issue.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, I know recently at the Daily Signal, which, by the way, if you don't visit there daily, it's something you might want to try for 22 days, see if you can make it a habit. DailyCitizen.FocusOnTheFamily.com. And Emily, recently there was an article there about Baltimore suing DraftKings and FanDuel over targeting of problem gamblers. And could you kind of walk us through that story? And actually, you know, maybe many of our listeners, they hear that, you know, they see the commercials, but DraftKings, FanDuel, they may have no idea.
Sure. Yeah, this is a really big deal. So FanDuel and DraftKings are the two biggest commercial online sports betting companies in America. They have the biggest market shares combined. And Baltimore is the first public entity that has sued a sports betting company for violating laws that protect consumers. So those laws are forbidding businesses from using manipulative or deceptive business practices to get money from consumers. And they're alleging that these sports books are using data collection and other manipulative business practices to exclude people that are winning a lot of money on their sites and hook people that are addicted to gambling and are likely to spend a lot of money. It's a really predatory business model, and it's likely illegal.
So let's take a look at some of the people that they may be, you know, aiming at. What does the demographic look like?
Sure. Sports betting companies attract a wide variety of people, but since it moved online in 2018, we're seeing young men in particular being hooked on this. The demographic is between men between 18 and 24 years old, sometimes younger if they can get around the age blocks on gambling. But we have a quote here from someone in Maryland. It's at the Maryland Center of Excellence on Problem Gambling. They have a hotline that problem gamblers can call if they're in trouble. And they've noticed a skyrocketing number of people from this demographic calling. And the program director, who's named Mary Drexler, she writes, as the industry booms, problem gambling is growing too, especially among 18 to 24-year-old men who grew up loving sports and their phones. So that's kind of the connection we're seeing, is the love of technology.
Yeah, you know, and for those here in New Mexico that, you know, we gave the stats, chances are, if you're listening, I mean, there's a 85% chance that sometime you know, you've been to one of the casinos or gambled. One of the things I did see, and I forget if it was in that article or not, but part of the issue was what they call these no sweat bets. Which essentially, if you know, they're akin to the casino's free play. It's mm-hmm. really, it's kind of a bait that's out there. Could you explain that a little bit and the temptation that many are facing?
Sure. Basically, to get people to sign up and become members, FanDuel and DraftKings and other sports books will offer something called a free no-risk bet. That's the tagline. And they say basically that they'll give you a certain amount of money to gamble with for free. The problem is that the fine print explains that you can't gamble this all at once. You have to gamble it in small amounts over about a week. It expires after a week. So that means that already these platforms are conditioning people to bet every day. And then you also can't take money that you win on a no sweat bet without betting some of your own money. So if you were to win money on a no sweat bet, which is unlikely anyway, you wouldn't be able to take that out without placing a bet of your own money as well.
Okay. So, I mean, it's easy to see, and, you know, we talked a little bit about the demographics, but, you know, this is going to be people that are probably financially in a pinch. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to bring into the conversation some of what we talked about with another regular guest on KLYT, on our Friday Financial Updates, Brian Cochran with John Moore Associates here in Albuquerque, which is a group of certified Kingdom advisors. Mm-hmm. You know, they often talk about things like poor investments. And if you do a search on their Insights tab, which is a free resource, do a search for gambling. One of the articles that comes up talks about the get rich quick schemes. And, you know, anytime, you know, you're making a quote unquote investment, and some people, you know, might consider gambling an invest, you know, this, I'm making it. Well, no, but when emotion is involved, it's usually a bad thing. So, you know, I would encourage our listeners to, as one of the resources, to go to johnmoore.com on that Insights tab. Just do a search for gambling, you'll get some a good biblical insight. Quite honestly, I mean, it's just not a wise biblical investment to take your hard-earned money and to go somewhere thinking you're going to get rich quick. And in our next segment, we're going to talk more about, you know, how to escape the clutches of gambling addiction and some of the other resources available. But let's talk a little bit, Emily, if we can, about how the gambling problem, you know, eventually, especially for problem gamblers, it cascades beyond the individual into families and even society at large.
Yeah, it's a deceptively expansive problem, let's say. So first of all, gambling in particular is connected with higher rates of domestic violence for both perpetrator and having domestic violence perpetrated against you. It's correlated with higher rates of violence and even higher rates of suicidality. In fact, gambling addiction is associated with the highest rate of suicidality of all the addictions, including addictions to drugs and alcohol. And, you know, states will sometimes contract with gambling companies to try to get a little bit of the money back that the gambling industry claims would go to black market gambling. But the evidence doesn't really bear that out. Instead of capturing some of the revenue that would otherwise go into the black market, commercial online sports betting has initiated a whole new generation of people to gambling that would not have otherwise gambled. And when problem gamblers get in over their heads, businesses collapse, families are torn apart, people are in need of social services, and all of that tax on the state falls on taxpayers. You are paying for the cost of failed businesses. You are paying for the cost of bankruptcy. You are paying for the cost of social services. You are paying for the cost of young men who have stunted their financial future because they've gambled so much on online sports betting.
Hey, you know, over the years, I mean, as I've been decades in radio, this isn't a new topic. But as I mentioned, you know, the growth of the Native American casinos around New Mexico, as well as the racetracks and even the lottery. I mean, some of the things I've heard over the years, and not just New Mexico. I mean, I think back, you know, I remember hearing discussions. Now, I know Atlantic City has had gambling for a very long time, but, you know, when they were trying to move in there, the history of that was, oh, it'll, you know, create jobs and tourism. And the truth is the factors that they saw as the years went by, the rise in crime and the increase in drug use and then the things you mentioned, the violence, in domestic violence and just not good things came with it. And I remember years and years ago, it was actually, I believe, on a Truths That Transform broadcast from Dr. D. James Kennedy, who's in heaven now. And he did a couple shows on the lottery, you know, and there was, at the time it was, you know, maybe New York and somewhere, maybe Illinois had these large lotteries that are, you know, for the most part nationwide now, or statewide in different places. And people think it's that get rich quick, you know, a dollar is going to turn me into a billionaire. And, you know, the odds of winning the lottery at that time, I remember him saying it was the same as getting struck by lightning three times in one day, you know? So in other words, it's not going to happen. And actually I remember years ago, I was in Illinois where they had one of these lotteries and I was working for a company that company-wide people, hey, you're going to pitch in for the lottery. And I said, I'll tell you what, why don't you guys hand me the money and I'll tell you, you lost. But as good as it can look, it's interesting to see finally, you know, someone like an entity like Baltimore, taking to task places like DraftKings and FanDuel for their predatory practices and the people that they're going after. Now, here in New Mexico, research indicates that being male, younger, Native American, American Indian, Latina. Or having lower educational attainment are factors associated with a higher risk of problem gambling and substance abuse. If people are already partaking, they're targeted. And people who've had adverse child experiences already in their history are being targeted. So it really is an issue that needs to be dealt with.
And you bring up a great point, too, and it bears repeating. This is, whether it be the lottery, casino, or online sports bettors, it is an inherently predatory business practice. These businesses do not make money unless they identify problem gamblers and extract as much money from them as possible. The advantage, quote unquote, that online sports books have that brick and mortar casinos and lotteries don't have is they have access to your data. They know when you place bets, they know how much you're taking out, and they can identify if you are addicted based on that data.
And before we close this segment and we'll take a break and come back and talk about solutions for combating this. One of the other things I said to my kids, here in New Mexico, one of the first casinos I remember was right, you know, it's right off I-25, and it was off to the side, and you could see the permanent tent that was set up as a casino. And eventually they built this beautiful resort on the other side of the interstate. And I remember, you know, as my kids were growing, you know, I said, guys, you know, as you grow and you consider going to do this, remember they had a tent on one side. And that big, beautiful resort didn't come from nowhere. It was from the people who sacrificed, really, not only their money, but so much more. Emily Washburn is our guest. She's an issues analyst for Focus on the Family's Daily Citizen. Go to dailycitizen.focusonthefamily.com. And actually, if you do a search for Baltimore sued DraftKings, you'll find the article. Emily, we'll take a quick break. Can you stay through the break with us?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be right back with more after this on ABQ Connect. Our conversation continues with Emily Washburn, an issues analyst for Focus on the Family's Daily Citizen. If you haven't been to the website, not only for the topic we're covering today, but many more that are relevant to your family, go to dailycitizen.focusonthefamily.com. Emily, in our first segment, we talked about a recent article at Daily Citizen about Baltimore suing DraftKings and FanDuel over the targeting of problem gamblers. We talked a lot about what a problem it is. In this segment, if we can, I'd like to take some time to maybe cover some of the things to watch for in your own family, in yourself, not just to point a finger or, but what to watch for in ourselves and those dear to us, where there might be a problem, and really how to overcome and escape the grip of an addiction like gambling.
Sure. Like any addiction, we don't want to hide it in the dark. You want to bring it out and find resources and people that can hold you accountable, but also walk through it with you. So organizations like mine, which is Focus on the Family, offer counseling resources, but each state that allows online sports betting in particular usually has a gambling hotline that you can call if you are experiencing problems to get connected with state-specific resources. The biggest impact that parents in particular can make here is to start talking about online sports betting and betting in general like you would any other addictive substance. So you warn your kids about drugs, you warn your kids about pornography. Now you need to warn them about gambling, especially because online sports betting has become a feature of any sports game, right? They're trying to tell kids that sports betting is part of the sports fan experience. And it's important for you as a parent to point out that this is a trap and that it is not as inconsequential as it's being made out on TV.
Yeah, it brings to mind people I've worked with. I wasn't always in ministry. And listen, this can happen to people in ministry as well, but I remember working elsewhere with someone who in the office, it was a real issue. It's life dominating, like you mentioned, like any addiction. For those of us who have family members or friends that are in the throes of this, if we're loving them, we want the best for them. What might be some of the difficult choices that we might need to make to not be a codependent in these areas?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing is cutting off the flow of money, right? So as gambling addiction grows, often they will start looking for other sources of money, and that can come from family members. And as a family member, it's important to not enable that habit. If you have children or teens that you suspect are addicted, particularly to online gambling, you might have to start limiting phone time or, start looking at phones just to have that physical accountability to make sure that they haven't stumbled into something that they shouldn't. I think another component is being aware of a child or a family member that is spending an obsessive amount of time on their phone or watching sports. That can be a sign that their gambling, habit has become an addiction.
Yeah, especially if your reaction to the outcome of a game is much more amplified than maybe it should be, even as a fanatic fan. Mm-hmm. And that's one, you know, with the person I think of decades ago that I worked with, that, you know, you could tell clearly that there was more than just being a fan when there was a response to a result in these games. But you mentioned the counseling that's available through Focus on the Family. I want to reiterate that and how people can reach out. And I want to kind of put ourselves in the minds of those that are hearing this that may be considering reaching out to get help, the shame that comes with that. If you could maybe comfort them with, you know, what they'll encounter when they pick up the phone and make that call.
Sure. So here we are not about shaming. We're here to help you and walk with you and heal families that are suffering. So if you call our counseling department, which you can call at 1-855-771-4357, you'll be connected with one of our counselors who can direct you to further resources, but also provide encouragement in the moment. Or if you'd rather not talk to a person at that moment, you can fill out one of our counseling consultation forms. We provide free counseling, and that's at our website, which is focusonthefamily.com/get-help. And you can do that without talking to anyone. But I think it's important for anyone struggling with gambling, anyone who looks into this industry for more than 2 seconds quickly realizes that this is an insidious and addictive business model that has been tweaked and honed to hook people that are have nothing wrong with them. It could be your brain chemistry. It could be the way your brain works, but they are doing exactly what their business model requires them to do. And it is not strange or surprising that people become addicted to this.
Yeah. And I appreciate you giving the contact information. Yeah. And if you remember, many people are driving and maybe weren't able to write down some of that. If nothing else, if you call 1-800, the letter A, family, they'll provide you the information you need to get the help you need. Also, you can email help@focusonthefamily.com. And as always, we appreciate so much, Emily, the work you and the team at Focus on the Family are doing, not only to inform, but to provide answers and assistance to becoming healthy in areas where we all need to grow. And the other thing I'd say to someone who's thinking about calling, you are not alone in this. This is not a unique thing to you. That's why we share the stats where it says, you know, here in New Mexico, about 20% gamble monthly or more. And 9% gamble weekly or more. So, I mean, that's close to 1 in 10. And then problem gambling, you know, in New Mexico with, yeah, New Mexico is what, about 2, maybe 3 million people at most. 19,400 people in the state are dealing with the same thing you are. So don't hesitate to get in contact and get the assistance that you need. Emily, thank you so much for your time. And we look forward to connecting another time.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.